2 o'clock, and I want to call to order the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee. I want to ask Representative Barnett if she will give us the invocation, please.
Father God, we humbly come to you today, and we just ask for your strength and your presence in the days to come, Father. We have a lot of families that are grieving and hurting right now, and you are the healer. You're the great physician, Father. Just wrap them up in your love and your mercy and give them hope and give them faith and just let them trust in you, Lord, as we do today. Just have your hand in these proceedings that all of your decisions will be to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deere? Dodie Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 4 present and 1 absent.
4 present and 1 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next is the approval of our minutes for August the 8th, August, and August the 29th budget meeting.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Motion to approve the August 8th minutes and also the August 29th for the reason here. Minutes.
Motion made by Representative Scott to approve the August 8th and August the 29th meetings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Our minutes are approved. Going down to order of business. First is TR-16-141. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a transfer of the Rural Business Enterprise Grant originally awarded to Thopthocko Tribal Town and enter into a butterfly farm project grant partnership agreement with Jane Breckenridge for the benefit of Morris Indian Community. Our sponsor is Representative Beaver.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Motion for due pass.
Motion Representative Scott for due pass. Second by Representative Jennings. The discussion. Speaker.
Good evening. Or afternoon.
Good afternoon.
As you can see, if you have your packet, it is the agreement between the chief and Ms. Breckenridge. This has been vetted by the Attorney General's office. This has been a long time coming. It's been a very long process. But basically, this is the first time that a community has ever gone to this type of agreement. But we have somebody from AP's office, Mr. Dillon, who's over there. Has been through their office. So if you have any questions for Ms. Breckenridge, or we have Ms. Nido from the Morris community, who's the chairman, and we have Mr. Dillon.
And open for discussion, questions.
I have one for the Attorney General.
Yes, Representative.
Can you explain this to us?
Yes, it's my understanding in reviewing this that this was originally a grant applied for through Thopthocko Tribal Town. They did have a change in administration. I believe their MECO, their chief, had passed away. The new administration came in. We weren't able to get a hold of anyone specifically with Thopthocko to kind of explain why they may have changed course, if it was just the new administration or if there was something more. But for whatever reasons, they decided not to move forward with this. But the grant had already been awarded. The U.S. Department of agriculture. They saw that the funds were already appropriated, were already granted. They really hated to take those monies back, so they gave Ms. Breckenridge an opportunity to try to maybe find another tribe to sponsor this, because it does have to be with a federally recognized tribe. She did approach the Morse Indian community, but as we know, although they are chartered and recognized entity under tribal law, outside our jurisdiction, they are not recognized by the federal government as a federally recognized tribe, so it would have to be with the Muscogee Creek Nation that this grant is transferred to. So that is why we would need to get Chief's signature. It would be a grant that was awarded to and transferred to the nation. We would be responsible for all the reporting, making sure that compliance is held. And as I think really our only concern was that grant funds would be used to conduct structure on individual property of Ms. Jane Breckenridge and not tribal land. So that was really our only really source of contention, kind of just really not contention, just making sure that we're all aware that if we approve this, that we could still be liable if she ever sold it or improvements were made with federal grant funds, that they could come back and ask the nation to reimburse them for those funds, for those improvements. So, but with that, I would also just ask, I think Helen Bible with our grant department's here, just kind of also touch base about what this means if we accept this grant, what that means for the nation as far as accepting further or applying for other USDA grants. Kelly, can you kind of explain that?
Good afternoon. Basically, with all the grants that we have, we want to make sure that they're in compliance. We want to make sure that we don't have any paperwork that's out there that's going to hold us liable. It's going to hold us back from other grant opportunities in the future. So we just want to make sure that all the ducks are in a row. And USDA has been a great source for us, for the tribe. So we don't want to mess any relationships up there. We want to make sure that everything's smooth. And, but we just want to make sure that the paperwork's clear cut.
So can we have more than one USDA grant at a time?
Yes, sir. And we do currently.
Okay.
Why is the structure not being built on Moore's community property?
This grant, the Rural Business Enterprise Grant, is to support separate small private emerging businesses. The tribe was never eligible to compete for it. So only businesses with less than $1 million in revenue and 50 or fewer full-time employees can do it. But it's to benefit obviously native citizens in rural areas. I'm a great citizen as well. So, and we also had to put up a collateral and a match on it, which I did with my great-grandmother's allotment. That's where it's being built.
This it's built on tribal land, just not like what? Tribal
not
land?
The nation. Not
it's
originally,
the
but it's
land.
Not. Yeah, right. It's not the nation's land.
Okay.
However, in doing this, I really went out to try and seek out this grant really as a private Creek citizen. It was not, as a Creek businesswoman, that's where, so I was never paid a grant writing fee. There were no tribal funds. I never received tribal funds. There was no R&D cost. I really did this just as a separate Creek businesswoman. So, and the USDA wanted to support it.
Construction outside.
I don't know what that was. They were going to come through the wall or something. Hey, sorry, Second Chief.
Already is.
I know. I thought, what the heck is that? Okay.
But it's been awarded, and this is really the ideal. It's an ideal partnership because the funds are here to support them as, you know, small private emerging business employees. I've got 20 years experience doing this, and one of the other things is, even though the tribe was not eligible, they also would have been able to demonstrate technical expertise in this with 5 years of experience in this field, and nobody else in Oklahoma has that really except for me. So it's, as we will be providing employment to up to 100 community members. They do not have that many, so we'll be reaching out to the other communities. It will be part-time, but our goal is for everybody to make $500 a month. And during the prime growing season, they'll be raising butterflies. We're going to supply all the training, all of the supplies, everything. They will have no risk. And if they screw up, then we just start them out again, you know. So we're trying to remove the barriers to people. You know, a lot of times people want to get into some small business, but they don't have the capital or they don't. So this is something about 30 minutes a day somebody can do it. And, you know, it's nice for elders or for people with disabilities. And we also have a heavy youth education component with it as well, and also conservation, and we're doing some other grants to do that, particularly in the monarch butterflies. We're partnering with KU, and we work with OSU a lot, and we currently have a partnership with six other tribes in Oklahoma doing monarch habitat restoration, and that's gotten a lot of publicity nationally too. But this is kind of the cornerstone of what we're trying to do.
So this particular program would be eligible to only Creek citizens would be eligible, or all federally recognized tribes, or anybody?
Well, in theory, it's all federally recognized tribes, but because I'm the director, I can make it to the communities, and that's our goal, is all slots would go to them, and once they have an extra ones, then that we'd reach out to communities to work with.
And if you couldn't get them, then you would go?
I have a waiting list of 100 people wanting to do this program right now, actually, ever since this was announced. Everybody's crazy wanting to go do this, and this grant keeps on getting held up. So I don't anticipate any problem there, but.
Sounds good. Yes.
It came with
Secretary Fife. He took a look at it and decided not to do it, but they knew that we were applying this originally. We went to Flacco, and I actually have a great letter of support from Secretary Fife and Mr. Blue, who's now passed on. They were always enthusiastic supporters of it, but they did not want to take it on. Morris wanted to take it on. It's a community venture.
The point is, I think a lot of this is, it looks like it's a lot of money, grant money, but we're looking at it in terms of that with the economic development monies that you've been awarded to us, that this would be a great venture in that it would cost us nothing for all this training, for all the supplies. This would just be the tip of the iceberg for us, because once this grant is over or the time is gone, then we hope to be in a place where we can continue on, because not only this, but also the milkweed planting that all these other people that are joining on will need that food for their butterflies, and it's not available right now. But that's the crucial time. That's why we've been pushing this, because planting time for that is right now, September, for the milkweed to go in. So we're at a crucial point. We're going to be pushed to the limit to get these things done. But we already have community members signed up, waiting, asking, you know, what's going on with this. We do speak on behalf of our community. Everything's taken before them, and it's only them that push us to continue on to bring these things to you for them. But they have full faith in it, and we do, and we have to start somewhere. Like I said, you can't turn down free training, free supplies to get something started to see. And also the conservation and the youth that are involved that are really wanting to make a difference in this world, to start conserving things. Like I heard before this weekend, it's a throwaway world. We don't want to do that. We want to start conserving things, start teaching them, going back to the cultural point.
Thank you.
One more question, please.
Okay.
Will there be a contract drawn up between you and the...
There already is. The Attorney General's has already drafted a contract.
Has all the stipulations?
Mm-hmm. Yep, everything is all spelled out, and then the Attorney General's office has spent the last several months reviewing it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr.
Jennings. So you brought up the milkweed, so that's going to be planted on the property at the community center. Okay.
Ms. Barnett.
Can you further explain the Yuchi tribe's involvement in the grant?
They are not. I am my great grandmother's half Yuchi and half Creek, so I honor her. I named it Yuchi Butterfly Farm, but they are actually not participating.
Oh, okay. Good. The letter that was attached said that they would be. They were happy to participate.
Oh, they were just. It was a letter of support to get the grant.
Oh.
We just. No. They're too disorganized. They're not going to be on board with this. But no, they. It was just the letters of support to show the different entities that we were supportive of this grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
More questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR-16-142, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a collaborative agreement on behalf of the nation's child care program. Sponsored, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Ms. Barnett. What this is we do a lot of training through the continuing ed at the University of Oklahoma, and they've kind of changed some of their requirements, and we used to do what we call tier one, tier two training, but now it's called formal and informal. So we have requested to be a training site. And so there's no money involved, nothing. All it is we will keep our records of our trainings, and that way our providers will get the formal training that they need.
Okay. Any questions? Self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you, Barbara. Next is TR-16-143, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation recognizing the Muscogee Tribal Child and Youth Coalition. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
I'm going to let Erica talk a little bit about the coalition. She's actually the chair, and it's the partnership board was existing previously, but we've been having meetings with the Tribal Child Coalition for 3 to 4 years now, so we'll just kind of tell them about the coalition.
Okay. Our coalition, we meet monthly, and we have people that are representatives from mostly tribal departments, but we also have some outside agencies like the Department of Health and some other like CREOG, so other mental health community resources. And we meet, and our goal is to strengthen services for children that are in our service area, and to figure out what are we working on, how can we come together and share resources, and just help each other out, and that way we're making sure we're providing the most efficient services possible and the best services possible.
The coalition coordinates the spring celebration, which has been happening for numerous years, and we work together in developing other projects where we can all partner together and use what resources we have to provide services in the community.
Okay. Any questions?
Just to clearly state to you, this is the first step in having you guys organize those events and having the funding be responsible from the coalition as opposed to under different departments.
Yes.
Right, because there's another bill in here that recognizes the coalition as receiving funds for the SDG Fest, and so this would be the precursor to that.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you. Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-16-144, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving a revised payments and rents policy for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Yes. Pardon, one
more? Probably. He was just waiting for this letter, which had not returned.
Okay.
And so it's probably a month.
Okay. All right. Make a motion to postpone for 1 month.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone for a month. Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. TR 16144 will be postponed for a month. TR 16-146, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service, Civil Rights Division. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Sure.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
This is actually with the WIC program. It wasn't stated in there. So it's just to establish a uniform agreement, a standard to escalate or refer any type of complaints of discrimination to Food Nutrition Services, or just a uniform method of handling. We would assist with investigation and any type of evidence to resolve the issue, but it's not necessarily handing over any type of authority, just an agreement to assist.
So. Any questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-123. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing MCNCA Title 16, Chapter 9, entitled the Tribal Employment Rights Office Act, and reallocating funds within the Department of Education and Training.
Motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? No second. That motion dies.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Further down in the agenda, there is another bill that it revamps the law for TARO, delineating some things, and then there were also policies and procedures and rules and regulations that were emailed out to the full council. Can we at least move this bill to the end of the agenda so that the other discussion for the other bills can be heard before we make that decision to deal with the department?
I think we should go ahead and discuss it and go ahead and vote on this at this time. Any other comments? Mr. Jennings?
Madam Chair, I agree. This was postponed last month. Ms. Barnett was the sponsor of it. It came out of the chief's office. And, I just feel like we ought to go ahead and address it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments? Roll call vote.
I'm so sorry. Just to clarify, so if this passes and we do away with TARO, then the other law revamping TARO is just negated. I mean, it would be a moot point to listen to the arguments, or how does that work?
Somebody call you or postpone it. and go ahead and tell them to address it.
Go ahead and address the other bill under this one.
After. But this one is on the floor now.
I'm sorry.
Did you say something? He said to go back or go in numerical order.
Go ahead and address that and where it's located in numerical order.
Okay. So my question is, from a legal standpoint, Joetta, if we would there be any reason to listen to it if this bill passes?
For the NCA
16-147.
If this passes, then there would be no reason to.
Depending on how this one turns out, I think you really can't answer that one until you know how this one turns out, and then I think you still would address it, but I don't know if that would lead to someone making a motion postponed indefinitely, or if you would still want to at least have a discussion and then either vote to pass it or not to pass it. So.
That's paper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to give Mr. Dell his opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Dirty Barnett.
Yeah. What are we doing?
It's a motion to do pass.
No.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 2 in favor and 1 against.
In favor, 1 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-132, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Wagner Public Schools.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. I have the coach from the Wagner School. He is also a Creek citizen. Also the football coach.
Right? Yes, ma'am. This is the D-line coach. I'm asking for the money. What I'm going to use it for is, you know, with the public education the way it is, just I'm going to put it towards uniforms for my kids. And I need if I have anything left over, I'm going to use it. I'd like to get a washer and dryer, just a hookup. But it usually costs it's $3,200 for uniforms and whatnot. But I try to do a lot of fundraising throughout the year. I sell turkey legs at the football games and just anything helps. Our school, you know, with the budget, just it's not like it was, and it probably never will be again. So anything will help. And that's what I'm up here asking for.
Also, the wrestling coach.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the head wrestling coach.
That was my understanding.
It's for wrestling. It's the we're kind of just everybody kind of we're a secondary sport. I'm Wagner.
Any questions?
So all these funds they just go to the wrestling program?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any questions? Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
BF&J.
We sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 16-140, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States National Park Service for the fiscal year 2016 Historic Preservation Fund grant to Indian tribes, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiian organizations for the Muscogee Creek Nation Reintegration Program. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Legislative Committee. I'm going to go ahead and let this particular legislation falls underneath our Youth Services Division. So I have Ashley here, and she's going to explain a little bit what this grant's about.
Okay, my name is Ashley, and I'm the Youth Specialist for the Youth Program at the Immigration Office. This is a grant under the Culture Preservation Education Project for high-risk tribal youth. It is a two-year grant, 24 months. The grant is $29,699, and it begins October the 1st and ends September 30th, 2018. And what we plan on doing is some of our goals is to get a greenhouse and purchase the supplies to teach traditional healthy ways to grow and prepare food. And we also want to purchase some equipment, sewing machines, and some project supplies and, to start cooking classes over traditional foods and whatnot. And also to purchase a cargo trailer to store and transport from school to schools within the Muskogee Nation jurisdiction. And we also want to collect video and get pictures of all the events and just capture everything so whenever it comes time, we'll actually have everything in order, presentation wise, and be able to present that to different programs or whoever you need.
Good. Thank you. Any questions? Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
You got the next one.
You got the next one too. Okay. Yeah. Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-141. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention for the Muskogee Creek Nation Reintegration Program.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Okay, this is another grant that the CTAS grant, and it's going to be called Break the Chain. And what this project is going to be focusing on is teen pregnancy, dropping out of school, distracted driving, driving under the influence, suicide, and other risk behaviors that create toxic cycles. It is a 4-year grant, began October the 1st, 2016, and plan on hiring one youth education coordinator for 4 years on this grant. And we also plan on purchasing a driving simulator, a trailer for a rec vehicle to take the schools and to do presentations of what can happen while you drink and drive. And also a purchase some ball carts for the impaired driving project and some simulated infants to show to the young youth. And also a projector and other items that we may need to purchase for presentations.
Sounds good. Discussion? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 16-142, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Wetumpka Public Schools, sponsors Representative Scott.
Madam Chair, motion to do pass.
Motion to do pass by Representative Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Discussion?
Madam Chair, I would like to introduce our superintendent from the Temple School, Ms. Donna McGee, and Mr. Rodney Llewellyn. He is our high school principal. He'll be doing the presentation, and he's also a Creek citizen.
Madam Chairman,
I
committee. Thank you very much for your interest today.
Thank you for being here.
We originally wrote the grant for $15,119. About 68% of our students are Native Americans, and about 70% of them play sports. And, you know, with the education budget cuts, we're spending most of our school money on the education parts, and we're, you know, spending $20,000 in technology and $10,000 in books. So we need money for uniforms to our students. But after writing this grant, in the meantime, we've had two other tribes step up and help us. The Alabama tribe donated $5,000 to us, and the Pelagie tribe donated $4,600, and the Wetumpka Indian community donated $500. But the Pelagie tribe had their specially earmarked for middle school uniforms. So the original grant of $15,000 for high school uniforms only. So the Pelagie tribe of $4,600, about $3,300 of that had to go to middle school uniforms. So with taking away what everybody else has gave us, we can drop this $15,119 down to $9,300.
Make a motion to amend the amount to $9,300.
Motion by Representative Jennings to amend the amount to $9,300. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That amount has been amended to $9,300.
Thank you.
That's just the amendment.
Yeah, that's for the amendment. Okay. That was just for the amendment.
One more vote.
Okay. We
have
to
take my hand back.
Are there any more questions? First in the text.
Creation, if they do go with this, grant you $9,000, what in return will they try to get? Will they get some kind of advertisement for your basketball games, for the school, or have you even considered that?
Yes, we can put banners. We can get the banners printed. They're 4x6, 4x6 banners, 6x4 banners with the Muscogee Nation seal, with the whatever you want, the national council or whatever committee you put on there, with the chief, second chief. Thank him. We can hang them on the fences of our football games and then have one permanently in our gymnasium and also one at our softball field. And my deal was to honor y'all at a halftime of a football game to bring everybody in and to honor.
No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Did you say BFJ on that one? Forward on BFJ.
Yeah. Forward on BFJ. Funding. This is NCA 16-143. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the United States Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health Mini Pads, the Creek Nation Project.
Expert.
Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Yes. Good afternoon. This is actually a grant. It's a 5-year grant that's being awarded to the Behavioral Health Program. And each award for each year is for $1.6 million through SAMHSA, and it will actually actually help us implement screening, brief intervention, and referral to treatment, which stands for SBIRT, that hard acronym. It'll help us provide services for adults in primary care and community health settings for substance misuse and substance abuse disorders. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-144, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for the Muscogee Creek Nation Reintegration Program. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion to do pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
This particular grant right here is for almost $1 million, $997,179 for 3 years beginning October 1st of this year. We're going to do a lot of different things with this. Part of it's going to be for research, and specifically our women population that's in prison. I don't know if anybody's aware of this or not, but Oklahoma incarcerates more women per capita than any other state in the nation. Been doing that for 19 years. So we need to really get down and see what the core problems are. Focus task force initiatives to determine what we can do to do better, tailor our current program to better serve our people. Attain additional staff for risk assessment analysis and interview skills and so forth. So basically what we want to do is we're trying to stop this mass incarceration that we're facing with our Native people. That's our goal with this.
Very good. Any questions? Questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you have 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is NCA 16-145, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to youth services program in order to help the Muscogee Tribal Child and Youth Coalition establish a yearly Estrogy Fest. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion? Yes.
I just wanted, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. They're going to have a baby celebration every year. This particular legislation is not written for it to be yearly appropriation. What I'll probably do is, if we pass it today at committee, I'll have a substitute bill on the floor. The money actually, instead of going to the youth services program, needs to go to the Tribal Child and Youth Coalition. And it needs to be spelled out as a yearly event, not just a one-time, because it says yearly in the title, but in the legislation it actually is only a one-time appropriation. So if we pass it today, then we can do a substitute bill on the floor at the end of the month.
Any questions? Questions? The roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and none against.
3 in favor and none against. That motion passes. And be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 16-146, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 06-009, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation for the spring celebration sponsored by the Muscogee Creek Nation Partnership Board. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
So this is another a collaborative event that we've been having with our Tribal Child Youth Coalition. I've been tracking the funding for the last 2 years. The funding is not under our program, but we just kind of manage that to make things a little bit easier. The funding can float around to whoever's involved in the coalition. For FY15, we actually spent $15,620.25, and that includes donations from various programs. And this year, I just totaled it up. Let me get back to my calendar. It was right at $14,000 for the event. Again, we rely heavily on donations from the different programs. One of the concerns our coalition has is that the launch program is a big piece of that. They're able to help with a lot of funding for that event, but that grant will be ending within the next year.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we can continue to have the same level of event that we've been having. In FY15, we had 560 participants. Last year, we had 500. Well, this year, we had 590. So it just keeps growing. And before that, I know it was like just big jumps that keep every year that it keeps going up and up and serving more young people and their families.
Any questions?
Madam Chair, I have a question. It may not be for her, and this is probably a silly question, but why do we have to pay a rental fee for the dome when it's a nation's?
We've actually been doing the event at the Beggs Event Center, and we give them a type of donation just to cover. They have great janitors that kind of help us set up and throughout the day and that kind of thing, so we give them a donation just for that time. We initially went to Beggs because it was a free site. They offered us to it for free. They do have the facilities that allow us to have a backup plan in case of rain, because we have talked about, you know, coming back to the dome and trying to use that facility, but just the way Beggs is set up, if it rains, we still get to have the event. There's lots of space that we can do what we still want to do, even if it might be a rainy day.
Questions? Roll call vote. Oh, Ms. Barnett.
Sorry, I don't have a question. I was just going to, I see a lot of people whenever I go to the meetings monthly. If you guys don't know, I mean, we get those mass emails, but the coalition actually meets monthly. And I see a lot of the folks that are with the coalition in this room. So can you guys stand up? Like, if you're a part of this coalition and you help plan and you volunteer and you go to these meetings every month and you're in it to win it, then can you guys do it? There you go.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
I just get a head count kind of myself. I think we have about 20 different departments that are part of this coalition. And which Erica said earlier, we do have outside entities that partner with us, too. So it's definitely growing. Yes. And we want more community members, parents, and young people to be a part of the coalition. So if you know someone you think might be a good addition, we meet the fourth Tuesday, no, last Tuesday, yeah. And we provide lunch at 11:30.
Okay, thank you. More questions? Roll call vote, please. Oh, Ms. Chicks.
Mr. Chairman, not a question, but just kind of reiterate what Ms. Nathan said, or answer Rufus's question. I asked that question last week or a couple of weeks ago about renting the dome, and it was stated that tourism has to pay the bills. It's coming out of their budget. So when somebody uses it, they feel like they need to pay the bills in order to use it as well. So that's why we charge. And that's how we explain it to them. Just wanted to.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 16-147, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 16, Chapter 9, Tribal Employment Rights Office Act, Section 9-103, entitled Definitions, Section 9-105, entitled Power and Duties, Section 9-106, entitled Adoption of Rules, Regulations, Policies, and Guidelines, and Section 9-113, entitled Participation in Training Programs by Employees. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? That motion fails for lack of a second. Next is NCA 16-148. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education and Training Literacy Program for fiscal years 2017 and 2018. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? Yes.
I just want to point out that part of our collaboration in the STEP grant in Waleka and Wetumpka, we said we would provide MION for those school districts. We have to have MION in some form. If the committee is not happy with the bill as it is, at least entertain it for discussion and suggest amendments or someone else can work on it. I've been trying to get the Department of Education and Training to negotiate a contract for 6 months, and it hasn't happened yet. I negotiated this, I got the price down over 30%, and this really isn't our role. It should have been coming from the Department of Education and Training. So if you're not happy with it, blame me, that's fine, but please entertain it, because we have thousands of kids that use this program every day. And it's what we said we would provide in the STEP grant. I sent those documents to everyone.
Any questions, comments? That motion fails for lack of a second.
Chief, will you comment on that bill? Will you comment on the MION literacy program?
I can answer any questions.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Point of order, that deal is no action been taken. It's over.
Right.
That's
true.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 16-149. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Wilson Public Schools. Sponsors, Speaker Tiger.
Madam Chair, motion due pass.
Motion by Representative Scott for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. In discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee. Thank you.
James, Superintendent of Public Schools, and I'm a Creek citizen.
I'm Georgia Harjo, and I am a elementary teacher at Wilson Public Schools, and I'm also a Creek citizen.
Attorney Thomas, I'm the high school principal and athletic director.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you again, committee. Ms. James and I discussed this. She came into our office and discussed this, and she'd also had some conversations with Representative Jennings about it, and he discussed her the finances of the nation were a bit different now, because Mr. Jennings did the appropriation for the Graham That's why they came with this, and they'd like to discuss some of the issues that they have had, some of the shortfalls that they have had, and how they present, why they came to the $21,000 figure. Ms. James?
First of all, I'd like to say that we started this initiative last year when a bond issue came up, and we felt that it was a good time for us to try to put the football program in. We had been losing approximately 8 students a year over the as long as I've been there, and this is my 22nd year at Wilson Public Schools. And it's just continued, and till we see the numbers just dropping and dropping. With all the legislation last year to close small schools, we felt that it was necessary to build those numbers in our school before they had more say-so than we did from the state capitol. So with the bond issue coming up, we felt like we could move forward with this. We had $60,000, which was specifically football program. We had another $30,000 that was a field house that would support the football program and the existing baseball, softball programs, and any track and field programs that we have for outdoor sports. We have, at this point in time, put over $115,000 into it out of our $90,000 budget. We've pulled and scraped and tried to get money from every place that we can, trying to make this work. We came up with a few things that worked against us. One was we had the field. We didn't have a good flat surface for a field, so we had to have dirt work done. The dirt work was not finished. It was supposed to have been finished the end of June. It wasn't finished until the first week of August. As most of you realize, you can't grow dirt in August and September. So we couldn't seed the field, which meant we had to sod the field, which was an extra $12,000. We estimated on the first figures we turned in $11,000, it ended up being $12,168. Electric, we planned on our own maintenance guy doing a lot of the work with my husband helping him. My husband's been tied up at Kelco, not able to get away. And then our gentleman that's our maintenance guy, he had a severe heart attack last year, and I have been told he does not need to touch the electrical wires because he has monitors and stuff hooked up to him. So that's going to lead to approximately another $10,000 that we didn't anticipate. There's just been little cost here and there that you don't realize when you're putting a program in this, that concrete's going to cost you $1,000 and just to set poles to put a fence around it, the plumbing fixtures and things like that. You just it all adds up. And so at this current time, we're actually around $32,500 over it, but we're only asking for the initial 21,000, which was going to cover the sod and electrical cost, and then also the interior walls in the field house. We have our students within the program. We actually had 26 students in high school football this year, which is amazing for an 8-man football team. And of them, 15 of the players are Native American and 10 are Creek citizens. Junior high, we have 9 members, 9 of which are Native American, 6 of which are Creek citizens. So, we're seeing all sorts of things. That doesn't include the cheerleaders, which is about another 50% of our population. So we've got more kids going out for cheerleading. We've got kids going out for football. And academic gains are already being seen in these students.
There's a few of the students that football is the only athletic program that they go out. And as she said, academic, it's amazing the difference this year compared to the last few years as far as their grades and their attendance at school. I mean, in the past, some of the students, they didn't have that motivation factor. Now that they have football, they've got something that they care about. And like I said, they're striving to keep their grades up, at least at this point. I mean, I'm hoping it'll continue on. The whole overall school morale is very high right now. It's as high as probably since I've been there. It's just year 6 for me, and as far as the students, they're supporting each other more than I've ever seen before. As you said, the cheerleader group, it's doubled from the high school what cheers for basketball this year. They want to cheer outside for a football team. Junior high the same way. I think we've got 10 for high school and 11 for junior high. And some of these are girls that would never think about cheering before. So
great.
I mean, it's made an amazing difference in them.
So some of your
this is,
boys.
Yeah. We've got several of the boys and some of our cheerleaders there. I think we brought 10 today.
Are there any questions? Mr. Hicks?
I have about 20 questions.
Okay.
No, kind of touched up on budget cuts. Okay. Everybody knows statewide we had budget cuts last year. We probably got some coming this year. So with adding the new football program, where is that funding coming from for you? Like, did you hire new coaches?
No.
We used an existing staff?
We used existing staff, so there was no out-of-pocket cost there. And then the initial amount that we've already put into it came out of the bond.
Okay. And then you kind of touched on academics.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of got away from you on this question, but anyway. You touched on it a little bit, academic-wise. You're asking the tribe for $20,000. What I would like to see, if granted, is that we monitor our Creek citizens or our Native Americans, because that's one thing we need to do, and it does change lives. But I just want to see the academically overall, if you monitor them, keep track of them, because if it's helping, then maybe we can influence somebody else down the road. Sports isn't the only thing.
Right.
We have to have academics, and I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you're coming for $20,000 for sports, then hopefully you can turn it around somehow and use it academically as well. Monitor and make sure our Native Americans are educated to the best of the
ability. So that's the key with academics, is finding something for some of them, a motivation factor. And you know, if you're adding a sport that they've never played but they really like, they have that motivation factor, and like I said, they work a little harder in the classroom than before.
So do you have an average of how much it's progressed for the first 9 weeks? The students that were, let's just say, a D-level student. Let's just say they were a D-level, now that they're playing football, how much has it increased? Have y'all?
I can give you certain numbers. I can, one particular student, when you start talking about it, comes to mind. Over the last 2 to 3 years, I would say he spent probably 90% of his time on our eligibility list. And since he's got involved in football, which we've only, you know, the year just started, we've only pulled a couple, but right now he is nowhere close to being on the list. He's got a younger brother that was on our 6 weeks list. Now he's on it, but he is working hard because he wants to play football.
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I visited with Mr. Thomas and Ms. James since last May. Talk. And the reasoning behind the football program was to retain your students. That's what you told me.
Right.
So did you ever seek out the co-op?
Co-op such as?
Such as Henrietta, Okmulgee, Durr, that offers football where your student could go there and play football but still attend Wilson School.
They had looked into that in years past, and none of our students wanted to go and play for the other schools. The request has been for years at Wilson to get a football program. So my first opportunity that I felt like I could make something happen, I did so. And as far as numbers, retaining students, not only have we retained students this year, but we have already seen a growth of 20 students overall.
Okay. Well, and when I visited with you earlier, I feel like this is a want and not a need. You know, this is like a person knowing what the budget is statewide with education. It's just like an employee at the nation knowing they may get laid off next week and go and buy a new car. Who's going to pay for it? You know, that's what I look at it. So, Madam Chair, I make a motion to amend the amount from $21,000 to $7,000. That's a third. Wetumpka reached out, got other funding. So.
Motion by Representative Jennings to amend the amount from $21,000 to $7,000. Is there a second? Is there a second on the amendment? No second. That motion fails. Are there more questions? Scott.
Good. The statistics that Representative Hicks was talking about, or that he asked about, did y'all put that in paper and get it to the council before the regular session?
Yes.
Okay. If the numbers of the grades are there. Thank you, Madam Chair.
No more questions, comments? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Burnett.
Yes.
Got a frog in my throat. James Jennings.
No.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got two in favor and one against.
Two in favor, one against. That motion passes and be sent to BF&J for funding source. Thank you. Next is NCA 16-150, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Twin Hills School. Our sponsor is Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
Madam Chair, Mr. McElroy, Superintendent.
Madam Chair and members, thank you for having me. I don't know, I'm sure most of you saw, probably because I was on any of those channels, not that I wanted to be, but I was, that we did have two school buses stolen. I believe it was August 22nd. It was a random act of basically youth that and they just torched the buses for no reason, did not try to steal anything from them. So school buses are very expensive. Our insurance company depreciates them very greatly. We had a bus last September that burned electrically. We thought we had it valued with the insurance for $15,000. We received $4,000 from them. So based on that, I really felt like with these two buses, we were going to be really, really short. One of the buses was a spare bus, very old bus, but we'd already used it once on a bus route this year. The other one was one of our best buses. I had only had about 40,000 miles on it, and it was on a daily route every day. So, you know, really did kind of put us in a bind. We had combined a route, so we actually had another bus, spare bus, because we were trying to, as mentioned many times here today, we were trying to save some money by combining a route. Since that route is, we've decided it's too crowded, so we've since had to split that route. We were given an older bus by a company called Global Resource, a restoration resource group, I believe out of Broken Arrow. It was very nice of them, played up on the news, but it ended up being a 93 that we've spent more money on it getting it on the road than it's probably wholesale worth. We will be driving it on a route today. So I do appreciate it from them, and they did hand us the title and give it to us free and clear, but it's not probably something that we're going to depend on. So anyway, we are seeking a $15,000 grant from you, donation from you to help the best price on a current on one school bus, new bus, is $74,000. That's one of the best quotes I've received. They gave us a big discount because of our situation. I believe a used bus, the last used bus we bought was 4 years old, and it cost us $40,000. So, you know, we're looking at probably, if we were to replace both of them with decent buses, somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000. Our insurance did come through really, really well for us, surprisingly, and gave us $48,000, $44,000 for the newer one and $4,000 for the second one. Just found that out actually yesterday, which was a lot more than I even anticipated. But like I say, we're going to spend a minimum of $74,000 on a new bus, because we definitely need a new bus, and then we'll go from there. So as of right now, you know, we're looking at, you know, roughly $30,000 short of buying a new bus. So we currently have 359 students, of which 121 are Native American citizens. 82 of them are Creek citizens.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. McElroy, you had mentioned earlier, I believe, could you explain how you cycle your buses in and out?
Yes, we have 8 total buses, and we try to buy a new bus every 2 years. So we pay basically, first of all, there's no school funding for school buses. We get an allotted amount based on our student enrollment, that 85% of which usually goes to salaries and benefits. So, you know, we aren't allocated any money directly for school buses to spend on school buses. There is a textbook allocation. There's no school bus allocation. You have to buy buses out. You have to save money and try to buy buses or bond. And we currently do not, we do not have a very large bonding capacity. So it's not in my view or our board's view to ever bond for school buses. So anyway, we currently try to buy one every 2 years to keep our monthly payment the same, which, so with 8 buses, that takes 16 years to cycle a bus. And if you have driven on Twin Hills roads, trust me, in 16 years, a school bus is in not very good shape. So, you know, so we were currently in need of buying a bus when the first bus burned due to electrical fire. Now we need to buy a couple more. So, you know, it has put us in a bind. We are a financially stable school district, so we will make do, but we are seeking a grant if possible.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Six.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What was the ages of the...
The good bus that was on Ratter Day was 2010.
No, but,
there were, two was 18, one was 19, and one was 17. They're looking at, I would think, significant jail time. I mean, really, you know, because it's a lot of, you know, the gate that was broken, they rammed the gate to get out of our facilities, was federally paid for, so it's possibly going to be a federal offense. So they weren't very educated criminals, trust me, they left the trail to, you know, no reason to find, I guess you'd say so.
School,
we are actually just got a text from the investigator while I'm sitting here that just wants some information, and I really believe it will go to trial, and or they will plead to you know, not go to trial because it's been so publicized. We will. I don't. The insurance company will get their money first, obviously, and anything that was left would be, you know, would be given to us. I personally don't feel like that's feasible to get $100,000 or something from them, but I don't know that either. But we've filed with the district attorney to seek restitution. So I just have no idea whether we could get it or not. I will say too, we will spend every dollar that if we were giving this on a bus. I mean, because we are in such a situation, one's not all we need. I mean, we're hoping to buy one, but if it somehow we did get restitution in, you know, we would buy 2.
Thank you. Any more questions? No? Thank you.
Thank you,
Gavin. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. other business? Are there any announcements? Any announcements?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The coordinator session at 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock, extraordinary session.
6:30 to 7. Thank you.
Thank you. Fact-finding meeting immediately following the extraordinary session tonight.
I'd like to announce that former National County Representative Barbara Gillespie passed away on Saturday.
I think they've changed. I think it's the wake is tomorrow night, and the services is Wednesday.
Morning.
11 at Davis.
11 at Davis Chapel. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to also ask everyone to keep the Dennis and family from Keller on their prayers. Dennison lost one of his middle daughters, Tina, last Saturday, and then lost his oldest daughter, Denise, last night. So please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more announcements? Chief, second chief, any announcements? Not. Motion for adjournment.
So
moved. Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. What has Representative Randolph, if he will give us the
recommendation. We are thankful for another day. All your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your guidance and your grace.